Hare Krishna. See the yes in the no to the no. Sometimes people think of spiritual life as involving too many no's. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. People think, oh, isn't this going to deprive me of everything? So much destruction, so much loss of freedom. But when in spiritual life there are certain no's, we need to know that no is a no to a no. That means that just as in maths, two negatives make a positive. Similarly, if on a road there is a signal, there is a ditch here, don't go in this direction. So there is a no sign over there. And then someone starts going over there and another person wants, or the police comes and says, no, don't go there. And a no to a no is a yes. Because the point is, there is a safe road on which one can go. And if one does not go on the and by telling us to not go off the road into a ditch, and by reminding us of that no to a no becomes a yes. So similarly, when scripture tells us that don't do such a thing, and then the saints remind us of that, the point is, there is a path to pursue in life by which we can become truly happy. We are at our core souls. And as souls, we can find the most fulfilling happiness in loving and serving Krishna. When we try to seek pleasure in anything else, what we essentially get is frustration, disappointment, entanglement. We hope for so much happiness, but we get so little happiness. So, that sort of disappointment awaits those who seek pleasure in materialistic ways. Because just as a car driver cannot be satisfied with car fuel, the car driver needs a different kind of food. Similarly, we are souls and we cannot be satisfied with bodily sensual gratification. That is what the world is glamorizing. That is what the world is telling us to do, goading us to do, and that is what we feel deprived of when we hear scripture saying don't do this, don't do this. But what scripture is telling us is a no to a no. That means don't go off track, that's what scripture says, and then the saints remind us, don't do it. So, or for that matter, when a bowler is bowling, and then the bowler is told by the coach, okay, ball like this. And then the bowler bowls in a wrong way, and because of that, the bowler may be disqualified. Then, at that time, the coach says, no, don't bowl like this. That means, within the no to a no, there is a yes that is implied. So similarly, the scripture is not telling us to deprive ourselves of happiness. Scripture doesn't want to torture us and tell us that you should not enjoy. Actually, scripture wants us to get the highest happiness. And for the sake of getting the highest happiness, anything that takes us away from that highest happiness, scripture tells us, don't do that. Stay away from that. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, Krishna talks about the enlightened soul who stays away from materialistic pleasures and focuses on spiritual joys. And about such a person, Krishna says, first, how such a person withdraws one's senses, like a tortoise withdraws its limbs into its body. And Krishna says that, no, this was 2.58. And then he says, but such a person also keeps craving. And because that craving, that's a person will fall. That's what 2.66. But then he says in 2.61, the positive thing is, Tani sarvan sanyamya yukta sita matparaha vashehi yasya indriyani tasya prajna pratishthita Tani sarvan sanyamya. Therefore, controlling all this, controlling the senses, yukta asita matparaha. Be situated, fixed in me. Fix your consciousness in me. And we will see that apart from Krishna, whatever we fix our consciousness on, ultimately, it may provide some titillation, but it causes dissatisfaction and frustration eventually. But if we fix the mind on Krishna, we experience such joyfulness in our relationship with Krishna. And that joyfulness is what Krishna wants to give us. And that's why we, rather than focusing on the no, we can focus on the yes within the no to a no. that by telling us to not go on a track which will not provide us happiness, scripture is telling us to focus on the track which will take us to the supreme happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.